I was going to say, if we do Thursday, we should stay at Borgata, but I don't think it makes sense to stay at Borgata if we're getting there at,
9
9
p.m.
p.m.
Oh, did you see the email I sent you that you also ignored? That they will match me
I
to
did see
Sherman
that.
Club at Golden Nugget? We should stay at Golden Nugget on Thursday.
I would do that.
Which does make sense if we're getting there at 9 p.m. because no one actually wants to be in Golden Nugget. Howdy, it's Monday, August 26, 2024, and this is episode 235 of Due for a Win, the Atlantic City and Casino Biz podcast. I'm Kyle Haskin, joined as always by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
Nothing about the Casino Biz.
Not the Casino Biz.
We're definitely not talking data today.
Oh, aren't we?
What's good, what's not good, is that the summer's basically over.
But that means that we can start going to Atlantic City, surely. Surely.
That's true.
I've texted you, which I noted that you ignored my text.
I did ignore that. We'll get to it, but the summer being over is a bummer, not only because I got home from my last of many trips this summer.
Not to Atlantic City.
And it was like, oof, we're done with all that. Which it was stressing me out before the summer started, because you know how I am about travel. But now that it's done, it's like, oh man, all the fun's over. And that's why I stayed up too late drinking beers and reading comics last night.
I mean, you know what you could have done? Could have gone to Blackhawk with me, could have gone to Japan. Could have had a good time.
Could have gone to Japan for 10 days.
Could have gone to Atlantic City.
No, it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous statement. But also, as we'll talk about, the summer is clearly over because we're starting to get notes about seasonal closings, which is what no one wants.
Yeah.
I have a rant about that I probably won't actually rant, but anyways.
Who doesn't love going to the casinos on a Tuesday? Just nothing's open in the casino.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Harris, who we've called out many times in the past for having just nothing open.
Right. I'll save my rant for when we actually talk about the seasonal closing, but
all right.
I got very annoyed about something on Twitter that is actually not AC related, but...
All right. Do we have an always, once, never?
We do, and it's from our friend Dave. I think the always here is going to be pretty obvious, but let's do it anyway.
So looking at this, I have to say he told me he sent you a really good always, once, never, and he was very proud of it, but looking at it, I'm a bit underwhelmed. So it was oversold to me, but go ahead.
Boardwalk Shops. Your options are It's Sugar, Peanut World, and a store called AC Shirts, which is basically just a placeholder for any t-shirt shop. I think he went and Google Street viewed it and found a t-shirt shop on the boardwalk and sent me a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just pick a random t-shirt shop that'll like screen print a shirt that says, I love hot moms or something like that.
I mean, who doesn't?
I mean, those are everywhere in Ocean City. There's certainly a lot of those in Ocean City, Maryland and Ocean City, New Jersey. I was looking at a lot of copyright infringing anime t-shirts and stuff like that.
I mean, we would certainly never make any t-shirts that infringe upon anyone's copyright. So we are in perfect position to judge other people who do that sort of thing.
Correct. Do you think if I just like made a logo and brought it to one of these screen printing shops, if they would make our shirts on demand, printed on demand?
Maybe.
Anyways, what is your always, once, never here? Oh, here's the twist. Dave has a twist that I forgot to mention. For the once and always, you have to spend at least $20 every time you visit the store.
I mean, this is dumb, but truly no one wants to spend $20 in any of these places ever, not even once. So is AC Shirts, is it like a specific t-shirt shop we have to do, or can we like go to a different t-shirt shop for every trip?
I think you can go to a different t-shirt shop every trip, but if you're throwing it in the ocean, then all the t-shirt shops go in the ocean. I think that's got to be the
thing. I mean, that's like probably the best thing for the city, but...
You can't have a boardwalk without t-shirt shops.
That's true. I mean, for me, like, clearly going into the ocean is a sugar.
Into the ocean?
I've never been. I will never go. I mean, I don't like candy, so...
Because to me, that's like so far the most obvious...
Always.
So far and away the most obvious always. And you know I like Peanut World, even though it's an absolute dump. But yeah, so far the most obvious always. You know, you can just go buy $20 worth of candy and take it home to the kids, and then you're like done with your gift shopping.
No, my kids don't need that much candy.
Into the ocean. Wow.
Straight into the ocean.
I am shocked.
Never been. I used to work basically next door to an Ishiger at Rio, and I've never been. I don't like candy, so... There's nothing for me there.
When you started to say you used to work next door to an It's Sugar, I was picturing you in like a little hat selling, you know, mochi donuts or something in Rio. But no, you like worked in an office building.
I know, unfortunately.
Did you work at the Dave and Buster's?
That was my gym when I worked in Rio. But alas, it's not a gym anymore. It's a Dave and Buster's. So
When I retire, I want to bartend at a Dave & Buster's. That's my...
You could probably do that.
Or a Hard Rock Cafe, one of the two. Anyways, you're throwing its sugar in the ocean.
I am.
I mean, you're not going to Peanut World always, are you?
No, I can't. But I can't. These are such bad options. Like, maybe I can go to It's Sugar Always and just, like, donate the candy. Yeah, I could go buy, like, 25 hot dogs every trip at the Peanut World.
They sell peanuts. They sell hot fudge. Dogs. They sell
soda.
They sell soda.
Mm-hmm.
They sell, like, mugs and other knickknacks. They sell really crappy toys and coloring books.
You're probably bound to get a better selection from all of the shirt shops in AC than just Peanut World, but yeah. It's maybe close. I mean, it is basically a glorified t-shirt shop, right?
It is. I haven't checked in a long time, but they used to have back in the back, you know, a box, a standard shop display box, full of 1980s book covers. Like, you know how in your elementary school you have mm-hmm. to wrap your book in a book cover to protect yeah. the textbook? Of Cincinnati Bengals NFL book covers.
That's good.
And it's just amazing to me that they, for one, have not disintegrated. Not just because they're from the 80s, but also because they've been sitting in Peanut World for all this time. And that they're still there and you can still buy them. Why hasn't someone snatched them all up to flip them on eBay? That's the real question, because surely there's so much value there.
Yeah, you'd think 1980s Cincinnati Bengals book covers would be a hot item.
They were so good in the 80s too, so.
They were. Made a Super Bowl.
That was in the 90s, wasn't it?
No, when they lost to the 49ers?
With Boomer Esiason?
No, it's the 80s. Get out. It's like 87, 88, something like that. Look it up. Give the people what they want.
Oh, yeah, 88. Damn it.
Ooh, when you're good, you're good.
All right.
Yeah, probably t-shirt shop always, Peanut World once. That would be my guess. But I'm deeply unhappy about this. Like, this is the sort of thing, like, I would go to Atlantic City less because of this Always Once Never in a way that, like, none of the other Always Once Nevers would impact my behavior.
See, so you say that this makes it a bad Always Once Never. I say the fact that it would so massively impact your behavior means that it's a good Always Once Never because you had to make a tough decision.
Hmm.
I'm going very easily, it's Sugar Always.
Peanut World once more?
Yeah, I think Peanut World once more just to look around and be like, oh yeah, this place sucks.
I'm going
to
buy your box of Cincinnati Bengals book covers for my $20.
And then I guess all the shirt shops into the ocean, although that seems crazy.
I mean, have we ever gone into a generic shirt shop? I don't think I have.
I've surely gone in. You know, I've looked at all the like $3.99.
I've probably browsed, yeah.
The best thing about It's Sugar as always is that it's consumable. So it's not filling up your house with junk. Whereas, like, if you're going to the t-shirt shops or Peanut World and spending $20 every single trip, like you said, you're going to Atlantic City less because otherwise you've got to have, like, 6 t-shirts every single trip that you go.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. I mean, as the shirts say, I'm not gay, but $20 is $20. Yeah. Only the classiest t-shirts in Atlantic City.
There's all these Hawk Tua shirts now. I don't know if you know the Hawk Tua
I'm familiar with the... Yeah.
It's not funny. Like, how does this have legs?
It's not funny.
How does this have legs to the point that it's got t-shirts?
It was funny for, like, the first time I saw the video. But, like, yeah, I don't know why it's still going.
Like, I'll say, I've never seen someone actually wearing the shirt.
Yeah, no.
The consensus is that it's no longer funny. And it only happened, like, a month ago. So, like...
No, it was, like, 3 months ago, right?
Here, yes, at the start of summer, I think. But yeah, like, you don't need t-shirts for this. And they were everywhere. Rehoboth, Ocean City, New Jersey, those shirts were at every boardwalk store. I guess it costs nothing to print up a decal and not actually put it on any shirts.
Speaking of AC Boardwalk t-shirt shops, when are we going to have some new t-shirts? Never.
Never. No, never.
Okay, good. All right, moving on. So you had a big existential crisis. There was a big delay to publish the last episode, so what was going on?
So, as you know, if you listened to the last episode, if you're not going in reverse order or something, Limonada Bar and Brunch at the Showboat, which we talked about as opening, I edited the whole episode and I was thinking about it and I was like, you know, that picture looked like Showboat, but I haven't seen anything else confirming it. We talked about how there's nothing on Showboat's website about it. Let me just, like, find some real confirmation before I talk about this for 5 minutes and then it's actually, like, not a thing. And so I called the Showboat. Nobody answered. Which actually, when I stayed at Showboat, I wanted to call down to the front desk about the room arrangement and called the front desk multiple times and nobody answered. So, like, calling the front desk at Showboat just is useless. They might as well not even have a front desk number. And then I posted in our Facebook group asking if anybody had confirmation. I texted my contact at the Lucky Snake to see if he knew about it, and I didn't hear back. So I couldn't get any sort of confirmation until... Jeff from New York posted a picture of the limonada. And I was like, okay, done. So, confirmed, it's there. You will notice in the photo that the inside is unchanged. They did a great job on the exterior. It looks very fresh, very bright. Yellow, white, neon limonada sign. The inside is completely unchanged from the surf bar. So it's a very showboaty sort of experience. But it does exist, so...
And that's why we could publish.
I was seriously like, is this not going to post for like another week? Because I can't figure out if this...
I mean, it's the only reasonable thing to do.
Well, I was going to cut out the limonada part, but...
I mean, can you imagine our legal liability if we had posted an episode with a piece of untrue information? Everyone would have planned their entire vacation around going to the limonada, and then it wouldn't have been there, and we would have been on the hook.
Right. I mean, no news type publication has ever posted a retraction, so...
Right. Least of all, due for a win.
Right. No, we would never. It is you who are wrong.
Double down. Do I always have to escalate?
Never apologize. Always attack. Yeah. So, that's that story. Also, though, Jeff from New York posted a whole video of walking down the boardwalk, and there was lots of this stuff in there, including he went to the new pizza place, Forno Roman Pizza. It's like just north of the Bungalow restaurant.
I've never been to the Bungalow, by the way.
Neither have I.
I walk by, I see they have hookah. I'm like, hookah makes my stomach feel funny just looking at it.
Yeah.
And then I keep going.
It seems nice. Like, it's for a boardwalk restaurant, it seems pretty nice.
It does look nice.
I feel like we sort of overlook a lot of the restaurants on the boardwalk. Like, you went to the one Mexican place.
Mm-hmm. It was nice.
Tecoc or whatever it's called.
Yeah, yeah.
There's another...
Me and Taylor went. Yep.
There's a Loteria Mexican restaurant that every time I walk by and I'm like, ooh, and then, but I've never actually been. I mean, obviously, we've done the diner, the not my friend's diner, but Bill's.
Hiro Souvlaki?
Yes. So anyways, this new pizza place, Forno Roman Pizza, looks like it's all Sicilian-style pizza, so like thicker crust.
Mm-hmm.
It looks very nice inside. I was shocked because it does not look like something that you'd normally see on the boardwalk. It looks like something I would walk by in Manhattan on my way to work.
Yeah, we can check it out.
I have to say, their photographer who was uploading from the restaurant photos to Yelp put in some work. Like, there's a lot of pictures of food on there that are very staged and nice looking. That's not what I want to see. I want to see diner photos.
I tried to follow your advice, and I clicked on the link on my phone, but it was like, you cannot look at pictures on Yelp if you don't have the app.
What?
And so.
That's nonsense. Damn it.
It was awful.
There were donuts in the pictures, though, too, so I am, my interest is immediately piqued. The pictures, I mean, obviously you didn't actually see the pictures, but there's like...
I saw one picture. You could see the first picture.
There's like bruschetta. Like, this is fancy stuff. There's like some sort of crazy pasta with like sausage. Oh my goodness, clams with linguine. Like, wow.
Did he say it was good?
Fancy. He actually said it seemed like it would have been very good, but the cashier left it in the oven too long to heat it up and it got all crispy. It does look good. The pizza does look good.
Well, give it a shot.
We've got salads, got sandwiches, ice cream, donuts. Donuts. They claim they have homemade gelato. But like, it looks so nice inside, which is really shocking because, I mean, between that and Bungalow, two places right next to each other that like look fancier than the rest of the boardwalk, I have to say. Also incredibly fancy, and something that Jeff from New York walked by in this video, is Chicken Guy at Resorts.
Yeah.
So there's already one at Harrah's. The hours of the Harrah's one is closed Mondays and Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Sundays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, it's open until 9 p.m. And Friday and Saturday, it's open until midnight. Resorts is much better hours. Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to midnight. Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Which normally I would say I'm not going to go out of my way to go to Chicken Guy, except the name is great. But 2 a.m. chicken sandwich, I'm there.
Yeah. I mean, Harrah's is so bad, right? Like, in terms of their hours of their restaurants.
It's awful.
It's just the worst. People shouldn't go there.
I have a note in here asking if any of the sandwiches called to you, and then I didn't actually post a link to the menu.
So, while I was doing my prep, I haven't even seen this menu. This is different than the one I was looking at. I was looking at one on the Chicken Guy website. Not really.
No.
Hot honey, maybe. Here's the thing. I don't love coleslaw that much.
Oh, love it.
It's fine.
Well, yeah, there's coleslaw on just about everything here.
On everything, yeah. Except for the buffalo mac and cheese, which just looks vile.
Yeah, that looks disgusting. The buffalo mac and cheese is buffalo chicken, mac and cheese.
Bacon. Yeah, and some sort of mayonnaise-based sauce on it.
Yeah, oh.
No.
That's foul. Buffalo ranch sounds really good to me.
Hot honey is the one I would eat. So it's like okay on a sandwich. Like I can tolerate it. If it was like a really healthy thing to eat, I would eat it and it would be okay. But like the fact it's not very healthy and also like I don't love it just means I don't eat a lot of coleslaw. But
yeah.
Hot honey, I think, would be the one I would do because it doesn't at least have some cream-based sauce, it seems like.
That's true. The Buffalo Ranch is shredded lettuce, not coleslaw, as is the CG Classic.
Don't like ranch.
As is the Blatt, bacon, lettuce, avocado.
It's not a nice word.
Tomatoes, also ranch, crema. I don't know. All these sound pretty good to me, honestly. The bourbon brown sugar barbecue. Why are there kettle chips on it? Look at that off. Never mind. I take it back.
Yeah, barbecued kettle chips are even the worst kind of kettle chips, I think. Don't love barbecue. I would actually go with tenders is what I would eat there. But
yeah, that's no fun. Milkshake, Flavortown shakes.
No.
One thing I have to point out, I don't know if the Harrah's one has a cocktail menu because it doesn't list anything about it anywhere on either Harrah's site or on Chicken Guy's site. But Resorts advertises that they do have cocktails, including something called a Gai Tai. Not a Mai Tai, but a Gai Tai. And they also have draft beers, 16-ounce draft beers for $6, which seems decent for the boardwalk to me.
Yeah, as you put it in the agenda, it is fine. $6 is like a very okay price for a draft beer.
Yeah.
It's fine. You know, it's the perfect word for it.
I mean, if it was $6 in New York City or Las Vegas, I would be like, whoa. Like, yeah, you can't even get like Bud Light for that.
If it was $5, I would say it's good. $6 is fine.
Anyways, the only place I'll ever buy draft beer now. Chicken Guy Resorts.
Yeah.
It doesn't say which draft beers are $6. But anyways, 4-0 in Chicken Guy required for the next AC trip that'll happen sometime in 2027.
Probably. By the way, from when you said if you're going through backwards, and it's like 2027 now, I'm sorry. So, because you said as you heard last episode, unless you're going through the episodes in reverse order, which would mean it's sometime in the future.
Yeah.
And that's so, a lot of episodes you still have to go through.
Yeah, you have to go through a lot of episodes and we haven't gone to AC in any of them. So you've got to just listen to us talk about Chicken Guy over and over again?
Yeah, certainly for this episode and the last 20 and the next 100, there will not be any talk of anyone actually being at AC.
No, and we had to change the name to the Atlantic City and Chicken Guy podcast. There are like 8 Chicken Guys, I'm still going on about Chicken Guy, in the world.
Yeah, I just had a reminder, like a Facebook memory or whatever pop up of one of my mini posts about me being at the Fatburger at Borgata, and it made me sad. Because there are not many of those in the world.
No, that's true. There are 11 Chicken Guys right now with a bunch more coming soon.
Hmm.
Some of those locations include places like LAX Airport.
Yeah.
FedEx Field and Levi's Stadium. So there's one very close to you at FedEx Field in Prince George's County, Maryland.
Well, I could go. Except that I'm at FedEx Field. I'm in, you know, Lanham or Largo or whatever that is.
Disney Springs in Orlando.
Hmm.
Some mall. Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. Another mall. King of Prussia Mall.
Ooh. Instead of going to Atlantic City for an next trip, King of Prussia also conveniently in the middle of us. So.
That's true. Let's do it. King of
Prussia. Closer to you, I think, than me. But
Tour of Chicken Guys is going to be our next segment, Once Always, Once Never is done. We have to go to all 11 Chicken Guys.
How many Fat Burgers are there? I wouldn't be surprised if it's not about the same number. I wouldn't be surprised if it is about the same number.
Locations. Find a Fat Burger near you.
Way more? Because it seemed like I was in Tempe in January and it was even closed.
There are 3 in Africa, 2 in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, these are just in the countries. I don't know how many are in each country, but let's just go to the United States because it's the only country that matters. Oh, there are a ton. There are a ton.
Oh,
there
really?
Are like at least 50 in California alone.
Okay. All right.
Lots of them in Nevada, 4 or 5 in Las Vegas alone. The only one in New Jersey is in Jackson Township. So it is in the Six Flags Great Adventure. None in Maryland.
That's sad.
Way more Fat Burgers than Chicken Guys. But Chicken Guys coming for you, Fat Burger. They're coming for all your Six Flags locations. They're coming for all your football stadium locations, your airport locations, and your tribal casino locations. It's a business model. That's what we need to come up with. Some concept that we can just plug into malls, stadiums, random casinos.
Yeah. So the next Chicken Guy, basically.
Yeah. Guy, though, getting out of Caesars, though. This is rare.
I know.
The guy has seen the writing on the wall.
I mean, Resorts must have backed up the Brinks truck for him.
Yeah. He's seen the data that we're going to talk about later, and he knows it's time to go to Resorts. That's the upward mover here. So we'd hinted at seasonality. And one thing that's seasonal or has become seasonal and wasn't seasonal before is that the Yard is closing for the season on September 8th.
Which is really sad considering you had like one of the worst cocktails of your life in December at the Yard. So
yeah, that's a good point. Did you read this article on 97.3 ESPN South Jersey?
I did not. There's only so much I could do. You made me look up the Chicken Guy menu on my own. I couldn't go farther than that.
So it talks about how there was a rumor that it was closing permanently on Facebook. And like the article just has a bunch of quotes from unnamed Facebookers, which is weird.
That doesn't seem like good journalism, but sure, go ahead.
So then Bally's responded to someone on Facebook who was saying that there's a rumor that the Yard is closing down in September. So Bally's Atlantic City replied, "Due to seasonality, the Yard will be closing on September 8th. Due to seasonality is doing a lot of work here, and I don't like it. Bally's Beach Bar, by the way, closing on September 22nd, but that's always been seasonal. That's not surprising.
It is the real reason, I'm sure. So right. You have to give them credit for that. But
we look forward to hosting special events, meetings, and conventions throughout the year at the Yard and reopening next summer. I find this very annoying. And we've talked about this. Like, Harrah's has several seasonal restaurants. A lot of places cut hours back off season. To me, part of the deal of you getting me into the casino is providing this other stuff. And it's annoying to me that so many people are just taking the view of like, well, duh, it's losing money. What is it just supposed to lose money? And the answer to me is yes, I don't care about you losing money. I want to be able to eat Chicken Guy at 1 in the morning. So I get it to some extent. Like, obviously the business side of it is yes, it doesn't make any sense to keep this open. But it also doesn't make any sense, like, you know, every casino used to have a 24-hour coffee shop. Every casino used to have, like, you know, $1.99 shrimp cocktail and stuff. That didn't make any sense. You are doing things to get me into the casino. If there's nothing but a casino here with no bars and restaurants open, then it's not doing a good job of getting me into the casino. The thing that also reminded me of this was Vital Vegas tweeted a picture of the currently being dismantled mountain at Mirage and made some comment hinting that everybody just has nostalgia for this thing and saying that, you know, it didn't bring a dollar of casino revenue, like never made a dollar of casino revenue. And it's like, come on, man, like you can't honestly think that. Like, Vegas is built on this nonsense of getting you to come look at this crap and then go into a casino. If you don't like that, then you don't like Vegas. That's my rant.
Yeah. I agree with you. And I think you said it. It is in some way true that, you know, it's not making a profit. But like you said, I think it does make a profit. I think it's part of the experience. And if you can't eat while you're at the casino, that's not a good experience. Or if it's like Harrah's, well, they'll have one restaurant open at any given time. That's a bad experience. And I don't want to go there.
I'm sort of taking this out on the Yard, which I didn't think was amazing anyway. Cool concept.
I mean, the food was fine. They had cheap PBR. That was good.
Yeah, I like the space. I have to say, like, I think they did a cool thing with that big atrium type thing that they put out there. Although I have to say, I was just doing a street view walkthrough of the boardwalk and I saw the old Harry's and I was like, oh, that looks like classy and nice.
Yeah. The first time we went and we had the old Russian bartender, that was pretty cool.
That was cool, yeah.
Just the second time was not as good. Although the food was fine, I think.
Yeah, it's just my cocktail was really bad.
Yeah.
So speaking of special events at the Yard, their Facebook page, the Yard's Facebook page, currently lists Country Night at the Yard featuring Nick Bossy and the Northern Roots. Saturday, September 28th, which is shortly after September 8th. It's a thriller night at the Yard, which seems to be a costume contest on Saturday, October 26th. And then the Amish Outlaws, Friday, November 15th, and a second date, Friday, April 25th, 2025. Like, that's an impossible time into the future. By then, we may have even gone to Atlantic City one time.
Probably not.
So if you want to see all these special events that they're, I guess, reopening for, I mean, if this was Showboat, I would say, like, these events aren't happening. Like, these have been canceled. They just haven't changed the Facebook. But I think it's possible that the Yard will
actually
probably
happening. Yeah.
So, yeah, check their Facebook for that stuff.
Speaking of concerts, have you ever heard of, because I had just learned of it, like, yesterday or something, the Anchor Rock Club in Atlantic City? Because first time I heard of it, but it's supposedly pretty nice.
Yeah, it's supposed to be nice. They actually get pretty decent acts. It's something that we never really talk about.
We should go sometime.
We should. Like, I check the listings. Like, I feel like I always remember to check the listings, like, the day before I go to Atlantic City.
It's, like, attached to the Irish pub. So, Truly, we have to go.
So, it's, like, not far off the boardwalk at all. And, they get, like, honestly, they get acts that you'd sort of expect to be in one of the casino showrooms. Like, they get decent bands and stuff. So,
all right. We need to do it. Add it to the list.
Add that to the list along with boardwalk boxing.
Yeah.
Needs more boxing.
and the pizza place and everything else we've added to the list.
Lucy to the Lighthouse Walk.
Chicken guy.
My whole ploy was just to wait until September so the weather was good enough so that we could do our Lucy to the Lighthouse Walk, which we couldn't have done in the summer.
You know, September is in like 5 days.
That's true. Man, school starts. You have to get your kid to school at 4 a.m.
Yep.
So July data, a little bit of background here. I went to enter the July data last night at almost 11 p.m., and it was already in there, Kyle.
It was magic.
Somebody had done it.
Yeah. You know it was me. Someone else has access to that spreadsheet.
The data fairy went in.
Yeah.
Entered the data. What did you find in the data?
So the month, at first blush, looked pretty bad. It's down 6% year over year from last year. But as you helpfully point out in the notes, last year was a 5-weekend month, or at least a 5-Saturday month. So that's probably about what you would expect. It wasn't too bad. Every casino was down, except for Hard Rock, which was up 3%, Resorts, which was up 2%, and Golden Nugget, which was up 1%. The other casinos, we can go through them all. Borgata and Ocean and Trop were both down 3 or 4%, or all three down 3 or 4%. And then between, let's say, 20 and 25% were Harrah's, Caesars, and Bally's. If I recall correctly, I think Bally's had a very bad luck month, so that helps explain that. And I think someone had a really good luck month. It might have been Trop.
Yeah, Trop only down 4% is really surprising compared to what Caesars and Harrah's did.
Which, if you recall, I think Trop had an incredible luck month last month, too. So
yeah.
Maybe the secret is just having all those clubs or whatever, and then everyone's just like way too drunk and loses all their money.
They're all playing Keno.
Yeah.
Caesars and Harrah's, both being under $20 million in July, in the middle of the summer, down almost 20%. Caesars down 20%. Harrah's down 24%. That's really bad. You mentioned Bally's dropping an absolute stinker. They came in last at $13.3 million, down 23%. The first thing I saw when I saw that you put in the data was like, oh my goodness, $76 million for Borgata. That's absolutely insane. And then I saw that it was actually down year over year.
It was down year over year. Yeah. That was my first instinct too. It was like, oh my God, that month is absolutely mammoth.
The crazy thing is like in these huge months, I mean, not that this was like an amazing month year over year or anything, but like in the months where everybody's making a lot of money for the most part, except for the Caesars casinos, the gap from first to second and second to third is really kind of like, oh wow, because Borgata first $76 million, Hard Rock more than $21 million behind them at 54.7, still a very good month for Hard Rock, and then Ocean almost $20 million behind Hard Rock with 36.5, which like all three of those did well in this month, but that's how big the gaps are between these three casinos. So right. You get like a distant second and a distant third.
And then you have these casinos, the other six casinos between 13 and 23 million.
Yeah. Where you could take like five of those casinos and they still wouldn't add up to Borgata's
revenue. No. Five Valleys, definitely much less than one Borgata.
Did Borgata beat
Five Gold Nuggets?
The bottom five? Probably the bottom four. Probably not the bottom five quite.
Probably not the bottom five. Yeah. No.
Because it would have to average 15. And
yeah, no, that would be over that. Because there's two 19s in there. So
crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Not much to say. I mean, it's a pretty ordinary month. Maybe even like slightly above average, considering we were short of Saturday. It's probably pretty ordinary, I think. I think it's like very normal.
Yeah, we usually talk about like 5 or 6%. It's crazy how consistent that is with the 5-weekend month. It seems to be like up around 5 or 6%. Mm. And or if it was a 5-weekend month, it's down 5 or 6%, which is
what we'll see in August, because it's a 5-weekend month this month. So
it did blow my mind that both Borg and Ocean were down 3.28% year over year, exactly the same amount.
Yeah. Perhaps they're colluding.
No, it's because the statistics are so reliable and so evenly spread that they are exactly the same. And I expect them to just follow these trends forever. Not a coincidence at all.
Huge gains.
4-weekend months are killing your gains.
Yeah. That's true.
That's it. That's the data.
That's it. That's the episode.
Thanks for entering the data.
If you want to reach out to us or any of our other listeners, you can do so to our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/2forwin. Find all of our great content at 2forwin.com. Reach out to Craig on Twitter at 2forwin or me at Kyle Askin, and send Craig questions to 2forwin@gmail.com. And we may even answer them on air. How's our inbox?
I don't think there's anything in it.
All right. We need questions.
I'm frankly shocked that my kids didn't come down to bother me during this episode.
We demand questions. Hey, they still have like 90 seconds.
That's true.
It's not too late.
And they probably just heard me mention that, and they're like, Dad, I need cereal. Let us out of this cage.
Well, thank you very much. We'll talk to you guys in a couple weeks, and, you know, surely we'll see some of you in Atlantic City in September. Surely.
I'm optimistic.
Oh, good. I love to hear it. Cedar Grove. Dervish Turkish. Sounds good. I would go there.
Yeah, it's right down the street. It's good. It's just opened. It's always very crowded.
It's better than the subway, which is the only other thing I see on this map. Oh, the subway has 4.9 stars?
What?
What the f*** is wrong with your town?
I've never been to that subway.
4.9 stars, 3,000 reviews.